Welcome back to the second part of today's Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen, and in this segment, we will be talking with the new Executive Director of Townshippers Association, Dennis Katsouris. We will start off with a song, and the song is called Projection, and it's by the Sam Roberts Band. We will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned. For the Cube 88.9 FM, and today we welcome Dennis Katsouris to the Townships at 12. Now, Dennis is the new Executive Director of Townshippers Association, so congratulations on your new post.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to diving deep into the Township Association and the good work that they do here.
Good. Well, we're very anxious to see all that. Now, I understand, Dennis, that you and your wife moved to the Eastern Townships about a year and a half ago. You're originally from the Greenfield Park area in Montreal. What drew you to the Eastern Townships here?
That's right. Anya and I moved here about a year and a half ago. I grew up in Greenfield Park. She grew up in NDG. We and our family ended up in the NDG Westmount area for years. It was always a plan for us to retire in the country. We weren't sure exactly where. But over time, my wife and I are cyclists. We do a lot of skiing, both cross-country and downhill. And it just made sense to move to the townships. It wasn't just the activities that were involved, but it was also the healthcare system, which was important for us, as well as the culture and the art scene, which is very dynamic. And that's something we really are interested in. We recently went to Spring Awakenings over at Bishop's, and the production quality of that show was just outstanding. And that type of thing that attracted us. And that's the reason why we decided the townships was a place for us.
Okay. I understand that you have experience in both the private sector and the not-for-profit sectors. And could you enlighten our listeners on some of your work experiences?
I came from a background, I started off at McGill University. I was the marketing manager for the Department of Athletics there for a number of years in the mid-90s. We built up the marketing office. We introduced some new ideas and new concepts to marketing of intercollegiate sports in Canada. So that was a successful turn. From there, I went into the private sector, got my taste of project management. I was basically in construction for 20-odd years, accumulating as the director of services for Eastern Canada for a construction company that specialized in pipeline construction. So that was my private sector. When I got into my mid-50s, I decided that I needed a new challenge and community. And my experience at McGill gave me a taste for community work and an opportunity had opened up with the Hellenic community of Greater Montreal about 2.5 years ago. It took me 6 months to make that decision, but it was a good decision to make. I cut my teeth on that organization. We managed churches, we managed schools, we managed social services. We managed a very robust cultural program, and there was a lot of work that we did with a lot of different organizations in Montreal in order to deliver services to not only the Hellenic community in Montreal, but also to the greater community of Montreal itself. But my wife, Anya, decided to retire. She was one of the directors at Public Health in Montreal. COVID was the main reason for the retirement, obviously, and decided to move here. And when that decision was made, it was just a matter of time before I decided to make the move to find a position here in the Eastern Townships. And over the winter, the position opened up. I looked at it. We did some work on in terms of studying it. And I think I made the right decision.
Okay, good. How is Townshipers Association the same and yet different from your previous not-for-profits you've worked with?
Well, operationally, it's the Hellenic community of Greater Montreal was a direct service provider. So we not only had volunteers, but we also had employees that would go out and offer these services. So I was handling everything from the clergy to teacher staffing to social service staffing. The Townshippers Association is more of a backbone structure. They're offering support services for such organizations within the region. They've done a very good job about that. It's been a passion of love for all the team here, which is probably the reason why I truly think I made the right decision. The team is just incredible. They focus on the goals at hand for each of their projects, and they achieve the results that they can. And they've developed some extraordinary partnerships, not only with the English community here in Eastern Townships, but in the Estrie as a whole. So that's the differentiation. It's more hands-off, but more working in the background and moving things forward.
Okay. Now, I've read that you've already started working on some projects. Could you tell us about some of the projects you've started working on already?
Sure. We are going through not a reorganization, but certainly a rationalization of how we're going to approach our work. Reporting is something that's near and dear to my heart. We're putting in those instruments that are going to help us in terms of managing how we're doing so we can have an insight into our progress in terms of our community involvement. Are we actually answering the questions that the community is asking? Are we delivering the services? All of that, we're putting in some robust tools, and the whole team is involved in that. Financially, the association is in great shape. We feel very, very confident with that. We have a competent team that's just doing some amazing things. But we'll get some more insight and a little more clarity in how we're going to approach our finances. Those are the types of things that we're doing internally. Externally, we're going to be focusing more on not just getting the name out, but certainly delivering the services that the community wants, making sure that we're proactive and our presence is known so people can give us that information so we can act. So those are the types of things that are going to be seen as changes. One of my pet projects will be economic development. That's a very big term. I don't want to give people the impression that we're bringing in companies and organizations, but we want to look at things like the unemployment rate and look at the numbers and try to understand exactly what they're saying to us. PERT did a great employment study for the whole province. They pointed out some indicators here in the S3, and we've kind of had about 5 days of discussions about it, and we're seeing some trends developing that are rather interesting, and they're not from that common idea of the reasons why their unemployment rate might be higher for the Anglophone community as opposed to the rest of the S3. More structural issues that we have to address. All in all, the community's done a fantastic job. I was at a meeting last week with the Vocational Training Center, and what that team has accomplished in the past year is just incredible. My hat's off to them. And they're training our kids to stay here and work in jobs that are well-paying, well-established. And those are the types of things that we should applaud and develop even more so, because there's a demand. That program has got 100% placement rate, which is just outstanding.
Now, I know you haven't been in the position very long, but what you've seen already, what are some of the challenges that you feel that Townshippers Association faces?
The Townshippers Association faces all sorts of challenges. I gotta be honest with you, the majority of them are outside of the region. Political climate, the political situation, that's problematic, but that's something that we can overcome. Our focus as a Townshippers Association shouldn't be just simply outside of the S3, it's really inside the S3. And from there, we have some very solid relationships with all sorts of partners. I don't see a lot of problems there. Our problems are more structural. That's the reason why we're putting in these operational changes and also making sure the team is well supported. The biggest issue that the association has is attracting talent, but that's nothing new. That's nothing specific to the townshippers. That's pretty much everybody. So we are looking at reviewing our compensation packages, but we're also reviewing all those add-ons in terms of compensation. So it's not necessarily we're looking at salaries, but we're also looking at extended benefits programs and other factors like that, quality of life, all of this. Okay. That's the biggest challenge right now, finding staff.
What about the services to a very dwindling English minority in the eastern townships? How do you feel that townshippers can best serve our English population?
Well, the team has already started making changes to answer that demographic. So as we go forward, our services are more geared towards more senior demographic in terms of age. But answering that question, drawing more people in or keeping more people in, that's working with our partners. Like I said, as an example, the Vocational Training Center, where they're training people to fill positions here in the S3 that are in demand. It's a long process to try to draw people into the S3. It's not something that's easy for people to pick up and leave. I think we went through a bit of a reality check when it came to COVID. We saw an influx coming in, but that's over now. The recent statistics show that there's a 30% drop of people moving from the city centers into the region. So that's changing. And that's got a lot to do with going back to work in an office and that hybrid model being modified. So those are things that are going to be a challenge for us in terms of bringing in staff. But we do see hope. We do see promise. We do see a geographic change. There's more economic activity that's drawing people in on the western side than there is on the eastern side. I think that's a factor of distance. Easier for somebody to commute from the South Shore of Montreal to Cowansville or to Granby than it is to commute to Sherbrooke. So those are things that we're seeing as events that are happening in the community. But drawing people in, stabilizing the population, the English-speaking community, that's going to be a major challenge for us. And we have to do the basics right now, get the data collection system in working properly so we understand what the problem is, that we're looking at the right problem and we're answering it with the right tools. So that's the biggest challenge that the township is going to face as well, too. So staffing and responding to that issue of retaining English speakers and drawing English speakers into the Eastern Townships, which I think is, if once we get everything put together, I think that's a great opportunity. The private sector is doing that to a certain extent. I'll give you the example of what happened this weekend with Anya and myself. We went skiing on Sunday. We decided to go to the local pub in Eastman and sit down and have lunch there. And I'm sitting next to a gentleman who I chatted up, and he's from Montana. And his daughter is here working at BRP, and she's a graduate of the San Francisco School of Art. Her fiance is from Finland, who's an engineer designing electric snowmobiles. So it's not necessarily just Townshipers Association, but it's everybody working together to draw these individuals here. Industry is going to be the number one factor. But so's the University of Sherbrooke, so's Bishop, so's the SUSE. All of these different organizations need staffing. And I see this as something that we can all work together, and I think we're very much like-minded. In my previous position with the Helena community, I know for a fact that the University of Sherbrooke has a large exchange program through their Department of Agriculture with departments of agriculture and other universities in Greece. And there's a big exchange going back and forth there. So there are tools. We just have to kind of coordinate our work together and help each other out. Some ways we could do that is our mentorship program that's been highly successful and also highly looked at by the powers that be. And that program is actually expanding. Heather Ancliffe has done a fantastic job with that. So those are the types of tools that we have to kind of gear towards working together with the private and public sector and getting the word out and making sure that we have those support services to sustain any kind of influx that comes in.
Okay. Now, how do you feel that the English community can better support Townshippers Association?
I don't know if I like that question.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't think, the reason why I say that is because we're supposed to be helping the community. I don't see the problem from that side. I see it from our side. We've become a backbone structure, which is fantastic. That's part of the evolution of these types of associations. So we've done that job, and we've done it well, and kudos to everybody that was in this position prior to me. But with that comes with the fact that you end up becoming buried behind other associations, other organizations that are delivering direct services. I think it's incumbent upon us to show the community what we're doing, how we're doing it, how we're measuring our success, being responsible in the way we fund ourselves and how we spend our money. Those are things that we have to do as a whole and present it to the community so they understand that, yes, you've entrusted us with this responsibility. We need to deliver, and we have been. We just have to kind of clean up the way we present it. So reporting is going to be a key factor. Okay. I think also, having said all of this, people shouldn't expect something to happen tomorrow. I think one of the main responsibilities I have is managing expectations. Change is very difficult for a lot of people. The will is there. It's just a matter of us planning it out properly and making sure it answers direct questions that we have. So I'm looking at a change happening not only in the short term, but the medium term and the long term, and all of that being coordinated together by the whole team.
Okay. What are a couple of things you yourself hope to accomplish in the next couple of years as the executive director of Townshippers Association?
I hope to make the organization more dynamic, more responsive to different requests, not only in terms of services offered to the community, but also being dynamic enough to answer questions in terms of the dynamics that are happening on the political level right now. we all know the situation. I'm not going to go into detail. That would take us days and days to discuss. But we have to be in a position that we are flexible enough to answer those issues and respond back in a fashion that is first and foremost respectful of the partnership that we've developed over time and solving problems rather than creating problems. So that's our goal. Not to say advocacy is taking a back seat. I think advocacy is an important element that we have to adhere to. It's the way we deliver the message. I think that's something that is important for us to make sure that we get the right response that that represents the S3 and the Townshippers Association. And I think we should be more focused on the region itself and working not only from a perspective of out of an office, but working our office should be the S3 and spreading out our services and our offerings to the community. And that's been difficult since COVID because things have changed, the realities have changed, and this organization has kind of lagged behind a little bit on that, and we need to respond to that. Ultimately, what I really want personally is to have a robust economic portfolio available to us so we can understand where we stand economically. At the end of the day, the only way we're going to attract people to come in and the only way we're going to attract people to stay here, and especially our youth, is if there's well-paying, good jobs available to them. And that's right across the whole spectrum. So you're not talking about just simply the academic programs or the high-end corporate positions, but we're talking about everything from vocational training right up through to the higher levels of management. That's the key. And we already have a robust social service support network within our community. We need to just simply reinforce the edges on it. I think those two elements will be a main attraction for people to stay and for people to come in. And the lifestyle here is just amazing. It's the reason why Anya and I decided to come here. The quality of life is on par with anywhere in Canada. I've been blessed with the opportunity to be able to have done business in pretty much every part of this nation. And Townships is a diamond that the rest of Canada actually looks at and says that's the way to do it.
I agree. Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
No, other than I'm hoping the community comes out to any kind of programs that we've set up that we're inviting them to. I think your support, the community support of those programs is going to be key. And it's not necessarily showing the flag, but talking to us, giving us your opinion, that's important. And I said this in my interview, we have to respect the fact that there's a difference in opinion. That's part of my DNA, being part of the Helena community. As you probably know, we are rather passionate about our opinions. So I've had that exposure. So it's acceptable to be able to say, I don't agree, and formulating a discussion around that and finding a solution. That's what we're here for. But that only works if we're all feeling comfortable in our discussions and we all talk in a reasonable and rational way. That's what we need. More ideas to move forward to get better position the Townshippers Association to deliver those services that are required by the community.
Okay, well said. Oh, thank you very much, Dennis Katsouris, the new Executive Director of Townshippers Association here on the Townships at 12. Thanks and all the best in your new position.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to it.
Lately I've been f***ing up the 2-6. Tonight we going dumb, we going stupid. Drop the roof, pick you up, interior cool, yeah. Screaming out the window on the freeway, now we moving. Don't want a new Mercedes, don't want a few more ladies. I got that good shit, baby, top down hitting 180. Just want a big ass spliff, goddamn that head. So baby, ain't always easy, but we making the most. Falling in love, strangers sleep anywhere from home. Oh, and they always say you better do what you're told to. We're okay, we're okay. Ain't always easy, but but I'm still with my brothers. Stay away from the daylight, faded into sun up. Oh, and they always say that we should act like the others, but we're okay, we're okay. I'm okay, I'm fine tonight.
I keep my ride or dies with me, I keep my circle tight. Last time I drank whiskey was a blur, so I'm on wine tonight. Yeah, so here's the hoping I don't crash. Got my foot up on the gas, pulling steady on my
door. Don't want a new Mercedes, don't want a brand new baby. Can't leave this thing on safety, don't know where it gon' take me. I just bought a big pine, and it's right. So baby, oh, oh, oh. Ain't always easy, but we making the most. Falling in love with strangers, sleep anywhere but home. Oh, and they always say you better do what you're told to. We're okay, we're okay. Ain't always easy, but I'm still with my brothers. Stay away from the daylight, fading into the sun up. Oh, and they always say that we should act like the others. We're okay, we're okay. We're okay. We're okay. We're okay. We're okay, we're okay.
We just heard a song from Lynn Paris, and the song is called We're Okay. Next up, some health news here on the Townships at 12. Cell phones emit radiation, but not the kind that potentially causes cancer. The radiation emitted by cell phones and other electronic devices is non-ionizing radiation, which is too weak to cause genetic damage. FDA research shows that brain and neurological cancers haven't increased since cell phones. And that's our health news today here on the Townships at 12. I'd like to thank my guest today, Janice Fraser, Lenoxville Ascot Historical and Museum Society, the Collection and Exhibition Coordinator. And also I'd like to thank Dennis Kotsouras, the new Executive Director of Townshippers Association. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great afternoon. And you're listening to theCUBE, 88.9 FM. We'll close out today's show with a song called Mosaic, and it's by Saveria.
Looking at the lines and cracks in my ceiling, and the cobwebs I have yet to clean. I know I'll get around to all of my feelings. They've been hard on me, singing through my pillow. My heart is sitting still though. Singing through my pillow.